up. It's Sunday on MFM 92.6. Move to the music, bringing us to just before quarter past three. Tian's in studio. We talk bits and bytes.
Time for the Tech Know-It-Alls. It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT Department.
So seeing that it is Wednesday, Tian, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Ooh, I'm on the right mic here.
Yeah, you are. Can I hear you? I can hear
just
you.
Just a little bit more. There we go.
Sorry. Coming in,
Tian. I don't
Tian.
Want to scream at the mic.
Listen, how have you been?
I'm well. A lot of new stuff this week that happened. Actually, some interesting stuff that happened while.
Okay.
In the world of geekiness.
Is that even a word? It's fine. I'm going to take it.
I'm going to own it. Apart from what we're going to talk about today, there's lots of new games out, and I'll discuss that in 2 weeks' time because it's almost that time of the year where we go home for Christmas and
Christmas
that.
Shopping and people want games.
I think people want to know what's up for grabs for Christmas shopping and that. So I'll mention that in 2 weeks' time as well.
But let's talk Facebook. You said something about a video.
You've seen a new thing on Facebook where the video just starts playing automatically, which I think is a total schlep.
That's annoying.
It's bloody annoying. Luckily, though, you can turn it off.
Okay.
So let me quickly just tell you, you can go to your settings if you're using a PC or laptop or whatever. You can go to your settings on Facebook, this kind of settings, and you can actually go in there and say turn the automatic play off. On your mobile, it's exactly the same. Go to your app settings on your mobile. So you go into your Facebook, if you've got an Android or iOS phone, you go into Facebook and there's a app settings. You go to your normal settings little thing and there's the app settings. Go into there and just tick off.
On your phone and PC?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So
you can turn it off. I've turned it off like... within 5 minutes, I turn it off. So.
But explain the 360 video part.
Okay, so this is actually very cool. So Facebook's done. You remember a few years back, people used to go crazy about these panoramic photos.
Panoramic views.
Yes, that they used to take with a 360 view, and everyone made adverts about it, and they used it in ads on TV and all that jazz. Now, Facebook's gone a step further. They've launched Facebook 360 Degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And what's this? And this was on the 23rd, so it's basically a week old now. This was last Wednesday. And what it basically is you can have a video where you can either, if you're using it on your desktop or on your phone take your finger, or on the desktop take your mouse cursor and drag yourself to a different position in the video and watch the movie or the video
from that angle. So if you want to be in the corner of like a mountain or something and you watch it from that angle,
you can
could.
Just turn yourself around and watch it from that angle.
I love it.
That is crazy.
But you know what? I'm not actually for these videos and stuff. I just want to put my personal life on and
then
get it
going. But I mean, a lot of the, you know, one of the first guys to do it in the States was LeBron Brown.
LeBron Brown.
He was the first guy that did it, and he actually wore like a GoPro.
Yeah.
And he did a few basketball shots, but you could view it from every angle that you wanted to. It's actually quite
cool. That's so cool.
Check it out. It's actually quite cool. A lot of the vendors and advertisement companies are using this technology.
Mm-hmm.
And Facebook's just gone and said, well, you can place it on us for free, you know.
Because that's so cool that they want to get involved with it, because now you can see all the advertisements.
It's all about money. You know this.
Life is about money. What else is there?
Right, so another cool thing. Even though I'm a geek, I'm quite a sport lover.
Okay.
I love my sport, and I love not just rugby and cricket. I love the sort of strange stuff as well, like the weightlifting.
Athletics
and stuff like that. Now, we know in this country there's a monopoly when it comes to digital TV. I'm not going to mention the name.
Yeah.
We all know the name, the super guys there.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's difficult because no one else is allowed to stream sports when it comes to...
Because they got all the rights and all of that.
They got all the copyright on that, though. Company based in Pretoria last year, OpenUp, a startup company, and they said, well, look, we're not going to focus on rugby and cricket. Let's focus on the sports that are not covered, like the cycling, the Paralympics, the weightlifting, all the sort of that sort of stuff. And they've created a sports video on demand, VOD company.
I actually checked them out, and the website you said is down, but they...
The website is down at the moment, but they are launching, I think, November.
Okay.
But you can check them out on Facebook and Twitter as well. They've got a lack of pages going quite well. They've done a lot of sort of testing and demos and that.
Mm.
The most recently, they did the Paris Cycling World Cup in South Africa. It was held here.
You're lying. When was that? Now, you see, we don't know these things
And, you know, none of the big boys broadcasted that.
Yeah.
They went and they broadcasted it live, and they had over 15,000 people just from overseas that logged on.
I'm actually done.
Out. Yeah. It's actually quite cool. It's very much like Showmax or VidMax.
But for sports.
Okay. It's quite cool. I think it's quite cool.
You said something about the IT Hub and staff members.
Okay.
And
yes. So we moved, I told you 2 weeks ago, the IT building, the main IT moved.
Yeah.
IT Hub is still where it used to be on the Royplein. But we moved from mid-campus engineering to way on the other side next to Goldfields, right at the back there next to facilities.
Yeah.
It's a long way to walk for staff members or to drive, drop off their stuff. So we've now actually enabled the IT Hub not just to help students,
but also help staff with little
stuff like password changes and that. Or alternatively, they can drop the laptop or their desktop or whatever, their device at the IT Hub, and we'll pick it up and we'll service it at our main center.
That's so cool.
So that's quite cool.
It makes it easy for everyone.
But talking about easy,
what?
The internet's not going to be easy in South Africa anymore.
Why?
Lastly, I just want to mention the cybercrime bill that's on its way.
Oh yeah, you mentioned.
Okay, so a few months back they were triggering around this copyright law that I'm going to change to also inherit the internet side of things. Now they say they want to write another. They're busy writing another, the cybercrime bill, and if this comes to pass, it'll basically mean
you can't download music, you can't download poems, you can't download funny videos, nothing.
No media. You can download it only if you've got the owner's consent.
How are you going to get the owner's consent, though, exactly, if they're in America? I don't think this is making sense.
Exactly. So it's actually quite funny because if you think about it, technically, every YouTube video that you watch gets downloaded to your PC in cash, in temp.
That is the truth.
So how are they going to make this work?
I don't understand it as well. So it's going to be awkward. So, yeah. Rough out here for us.
South Africa. Here we
so
go.
We don't want it to be passed. That's what we say.
Yes. So go have a look and make sure you vote against it.
Vote against it. I'm voting against it as well. Mark joining me in studio next week, correct? Yes.
Yep.
We're talking Bits and Bytes every Wednesday on Lunch at Leslie.
It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department. Follow them on Twitter at IT Stellen Uni.